Let's get straight into it this morning in the first of a two-part investigation into the public facilities and amenities that are available in each electoral area of this county. We find out if the Banner is actually prepared for an outdoor summer. Clare FM's Josh Prendeville has compiled a detailed analysis of the number of bins and public toilets, additional seating and parking that have been made available by the local authority as we prepare to welcome an influx of visitors to Clare this summer. This morning we look at the Shannon and Ennis Municipal District. Now, I spoke to Josh earlier and first asked him what prompted him to look into the availability of facilities.
Yeah, well, Pat, really, it was a big topic of discussion on this programme on Monday and indeed our news bulletins as well. And really, it has been not just in Clare but across the country. People are being told, as we know now, to prepare for that outdoor summer. And really, I was just conscious of that, and people will be looking to go to hotspots in Clare as well. Whether it be in coastal areas or whether it be in other areas of the county. And it's really just to get an idea of what extra facilities are being made available for people and when they are planning trips to these areas and whether the facilities that they need will be adequate and available, you know.
County Clare, of course, is broken into different areas. What areas in particular did you look at for today?
Yeah, so we're looking at the Ennis and Shannon electoral areas for today. So in terms of other parts of the county, we have information on those from the council and we will examine those in greater detail at a later point. But if we just focus on Ennis and Shannon, there seem to be four key areas really. Even anecdotally, it's pretty obvious when you hear people speaking of litter facilities and bins when they're out and about. Public toilets has been a big one, even on this programme as we know, as well as additional seating and additional parking as well. So I suppose they're the kind of four headings that I looked at. It's important to point out that the local authority have said that they do have a full plan in place with An Gcuirde Síochána to manage what they do anticipate to be bigger crowds in all areas of Clare this weekend. So they're working on that under these headings as well.
Okay, you reached out to the local authorities obviously to get an idea of what's in place, but what do we know is actually in place as we speak?
So if we go through those categories that I mentioned there and we go through the first one, so bins, I mean that's a big one, isn't it? Whether it be people that are out with kids, families that are out with young kids and they have something simple like a bag of potatoes and they don't know where to put it or whatever the case may be. So if we go to Shannon first, the council have told me that there are 50 service bins in Shannon, Newmarket on Fergus and 6 Mile Bridge, and they're pointing people to the recycling facility in Shannon Town as well, which would be very important in the context of cans and bottles and things like that. In Ennis, meanwhile, there are 100 service street bins, obviously in the context of a bigger population in this catchment area, of course. And they're saying that street crews are continuing to maintain those standards. They've pointed to the Irish Business Against Litter survey, which, as we've discussed in this programme previously, Ennis is consistently and very close to the top. We know that Ennis is a cleaner town than European norms by those standards in that survey, which is positive news. And the local authority is also emphasising that it's operating a civic amenity site in Ennis and bottle banks also there, the Ennis Leisure Centre at Francis Street and the centre in Clare Castle as well. So that's the bin side of things.
Litter is one of the big issues. Obviously, public facilities in terms of toilets as well. What did you glean from the information you got? Because not every town or village would have a public toilet.
No, and this is perhaps a bone of contention. I mentioned families there with young kids in particular where it can be quite difficult, or even disabled people, etc. If they're planning a day trip, they need to know if there's a facility that they can use. And the council have said that there aren't any public toilets in the Shannon MD other than those provided by the Skycourt shopping centre. I did ask the council if they are planning on producing any further facilities or erecting any further facilities, and there don't seem to be any plans to do that in the Shannon electoral area at the moment. In Ennis, the managed super loos, as we know, are available in Market Street and Abbey Street, and they are being managed 24/7, the council have emphasised, and they have said that additional staff were on duty last weekend and are set to be on duty again this weekend in those toilet facilities and in other areas regarding litter and things like that as well. But no plans for extra toilets in the Shannon MD, and we're being directed to the two that we know of in Ennis.
We probably know well from travelling around ourselves, that certain villages and towns, smaller ones, wouldn't necessarily have those facilities. But if we are trying, Josh, to encourage people to stay at home, do the whole staycation thing this year, you'd imagine that some facilities would be available, you know, particularly in the bigger areas.
Yeah, well, as I say, we are being directed, as I mentioned there, the Sky Court Shopping Centre in Shannon and Market Street and Abbey Street in Ennis as well. And as I say, we will be discussing the context of West and East Clare, where maybe it's even, one could argue, it's even more important to have those facilities in coastal areas. But another important facility, I mentioned in the context, particularly disabled people and children, is seating. We need to know that, as I say, particularly in the context of those that maybe aren't able to move as freely as some of the rest of us, that seating is available in certain areas. And the council have said that two new benches are currently being installed at the Shannon Embankment loop walks, which would be a relief to people out there, not just residents of the area, but people that are hoping to explore new areas of the county and out there as well. And in terms of Ennis, there's new seating installed in Wood Quay. That's an element of the Ennis Public Realm project. There have been wheelchair accessible picnic tables installed in Tim Smith Park there, which again is very important in the context of disabled people and being able to enjoy an outdoor summer as well in the Ennis electoral area. And what the council describe as age-friendly seating is now available on O'Connell Street in Ennis as well.
Facilities, there are some, not as much as most people would like. Are we hopeful that there will be an increase in facilities, particularly since we've been told that outdoor is going to be a bit of a norm going forward?
Yeah, well, the council and a member of An Garda Síochána sits on it as well, are part of the temporary COVID-19 Ennis Town Centre Mobility Plan stakeholder group. That group is continuing to meet and come up with the best possible plans for an outdoor summer. So we would certainly be hopeful in that regard in Ennis. The council have also asked that the public continue to respect the environment that they're visiting. They actually mentioned specifically the sand dune areas out in Finor and to adhere to signage, etc. And as I mentioned there, they are putting on extra staff. I suppose it is important to point out that there is an element of personal responsibility, to coin a well-used phrase in the past number of weeks, that while the council are putting additional facilities in place in certain areas, and as I say, we will cover other areas in more detail in coming days, but there is very much an element of, when it comes to rubbish, etc., that we can provide the bins, but people must use the bins. Just to take the bins as an example, almost like you can take the horse to water but you can't make it drink, that people very much have to be aware of those surroundings when they're provided.
Very good, Josh. As you say, we'll look at the other areas in County Clare maybe on tomorrow's programme. Josh Prendeville, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks indeed, Josh, for that. We'll, as I said, we'll be looking at other areas of the county on tomorrow's programme. I'm joined on the line this morning by Anne Norton, independent councillor from Barefield, and Pat O'Gorman from Lochiel. Or Fianna Fáil, I beg your pardon, councillor from Cracknell. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Sorry, Pat. Good morning to you both. Anne, if we can start with yourself, first of all, Ennis Municipal District. Going forward, this, as I was saying to Josh just then, outdoor dining, being outdoors, being healthier and safer outdoors is going to be the new norm. Are you happy with the facilities available in Ennis, first of all?
Pat, the facilities are there. People all realise that they have to take the rubbish home with them. There is an education in this, and I think it is vital that people understand that the council work extremely hard. There's a number of staff that are on the ground cleaning up continuously. But if people don't stop dumping their own litter and take a bit of responsibility, this problem is not going to go away. If a bin is full, bring your litter home. You don't leave it beside the bin. You don't try and shove it back into the bin. The bins are emptied on a regular basis. But I grew up being taught, do not throw litter on the ground. You bring it home with you. If you go for a picnic in the likes of Tim Smith Park or the likes of Leeds Road, and if the bins are full, there's lots of bins around, but unfortunately there is a lot of people using these bins. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we want people out and about, but we also want to respect each other, and how you respect each other is by actually taking your litter home. The outdoor dining, the restaurants and cafes have a responsibility as well to make sure that whatever they do produce, that they actually take back in. That's takeout, definitely. But the outdoor dining, the responsibility is on the actual...
Absolutely, Anne. But are you happy that there are still enough bins to reduce the workload on the council staff who are, as you say, working very, very hard? It's not a big deal, presumably, to have more bins available, to make it even easier on the public, even if they aren't playing their part.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that our CEO, Pat Dowling, is very, very aware of. And he actually mentioned it to us yesterday, that they are doing everything to help facilitate the reopening after the pandemic. It's been done in stages, and Clare County Council will do everything in stages. We are very lucky in Ennis that we have received the Business Against Litter Award for so many years. And I think the Ennis people are extremely proud of our town. We do have the bins. And I think over the next couple of weeks, the council are going to survey to make sure that the bins are actually emptied. If there is need for more, they have done it. They've done it during the FLA. There is nothing to say that the council will not do the work. They have been doing it. But I think the message that has to come out of this today is that people need to respect the other people that are actually using the facilities around, not alone Ennis, but around our county. We have the most beautiful county.
Okay.
We need to keep it clean.
Public responsibility is key here.
It's key.
Patrick Gorman, on the issue of littering in your own area, a few tourist attractions in your own area as well, and towns as well. Are you happy enough that the litter problem isn't out of hand just yet?
The litter problem is out of hand all the time in all the different areas around the county. And it's mostly to do with fast food restaurants, and it's mostly to do with people coming home in the night time. We done a survey one time from the Limerick boundary out as far as Blackwater Cross, where we picked up maybe 20 bags of rubbish on a Thursday evening, and came back again on the Monday morning, and it was as bad again on the Monday morning, and it was mostly fast food outlets, where they'd be selling the food after clubs and discos and bars, and to just dispose of out the window of the car. I don't know. We've had a meeting. I had a meeting last night with the Love Shannon Community Council, and we were talking about the town park here in Shannon Town and littering problems is there. But again, even if the council puts in bins, there is bins there, the facilities are there, but the boxes that are being supplied now with pizzas and things are so big, they're not even fitting into the bins, so they're being left beside the bins. You have birds in and vermin coming, tearing them asunder over the night, and it's been put all over the place, you know. So it is a problem, but it's a problem everywhere. It's a problem in rural areas as well, Pat, as it is in towns and villages.
Anne was talking about public responsibility. Is there also a responsibility, do you think, Patrick Gorman, on businesses as well, so in that respect?
Well, I think so. We were discussing it last night now, and I'm talking about just solely about Shannon, where maybe the people involved in the fast food outlets, maybe they should be approached as well, maybe to supply bins suitable for the containers and the boxes that they are supplying their fast food in. I even see it myself at first hand back in Lahinch. Now, the council staff are back there on Saturdays and Sundays emptying bins and as well as keeping the thing moving, we'll just say, for instance. But the amount of rubbish that's been churned, it's very, very hard to keep it cleaned up all the time. And especially I go back again to the pizza boxes because they're too big to go into the bins. So they're left beside the bins and they're left on top of the bins. But it's what happens overnight or what happens if there's a gust of wind. They're going all over the place.
I know there's an issue as well. I've seen it outside shops, particularly in Ennis, and maybe even some of the public bins in town where the actual slots are quite small because people are taking their rubbish from home. And are you aware of that? People taking from their rubbish
absolutely.
From home and using the public bins to dispose of their rubbish.
That is an issue as well, that people are not willing to pay the bin charges. And they are leaving their houses in the morning on their way to work and trying to find what the first bin they find. First and foremost, it's unfair on the actual person or the shopkeeper that owns the bin, because more often than not, they're actually putting waste in on top of cardboard that's not even supposed to be in that particular bin, which causes the bin men an issue. But I've seen it everywhere. I remember it walking from the golf course in Cliquí one Sunday, and a couple came out of one of the houses, obviously maybe a rented house, and following them and walking up along, and I was amazed to see that they actually put their rubbish into a public bin.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on to the issue of toilets. Pat O'Gorman in Shannon, I don't believe there's any public toilet available in the town itself.
No, but I suppose now that the pubs and the restaurants and things are reopening again, that I know it's outdoor dining and things, but at least toilet facilities and things will be available.
But should businesses be obliged, or should they be taking that on board? Is that not a local authority issue?
Well, you see, Pat, everything that we're doing at the moment, we're learning on the hoof, as we call it. What happened back in the Hinch last week with the lifeguards, that won't happen again. If there's a pandemic this time next year, we'll have learned from our experience of this year. And even from the lifeguard point of view, back in the Hinge, the council have learned this week that they'll put lifeguards from next Saturday every day. When last year they wouldn't have been there every day, it would have only been the weekend. So,
but on the issue, and I appreciate, Pat, that we are, you know, it is still a learning curve, and hopefully we'll be better prepared, God forbid, if there's another pandemic. But not to have a public toilet and not to be expecting businesses to provide, a Sky Court or whatever business might be, to be providing a toilet facility for the public. Should there be a public toilet in Shannon, for example?
There probably should be, yes. There probably should be.
And Orton, would two be enough for Ennistown?
Well, we have one in Abbey Street and we have one in the Market Street. There's also a public toilet in Dunn Stores. You also have one in Tesco while those shops are open. I'm delighted to be saying that we are working at the minute on putting a public toilet in Ballyalla. And one of the requests that I have had is that it is actually made wheelchair accessible. That I want it as a priority this summer. So we are looking at, public toilets, and we're looking at areas that will be used during the summer. Again, Leeds Road, Tim Smith Park, there's toilet facilities there. And once the pandemic is lifted in all of these areas, the public toilets will be available. So I know there's the works being done at the minute in Tim Smith Park. So again, you know, when you look at the Ennis area, there is quite a number of public toilets. But again, if there is going to be outdoor dining in pubs and restaurants, I would presume that they will have to facilitate their customers.
Okay, what about parking then? One of the issues in Ennis for many years is people complaining about the lack of parking, but from what I can see, there's loads of parking in places where people won't bother to go and park, and that's been a long-standing issue. But generally, Anne Orton, do you believe that there is enough parking available in Ennis?
I think this argument is never going to be won either way. I would say there is
in the town
parking
itself
available. You have the Cloister car park, which is free, and we'd always be trying to encourage the retailers, the workers that are actually working in the town, if they would park in the likes of the Cloister car park because it's free, and let the spaces around the town be used. We have two multi-storey car parks, one in Dunn's and one in the Market, and they again need to be utilised.
And Station Road is rarely used.
Exactly. And then, and as well as that, you have Templegate, you have out over by the old ESB offices. There's parking there. There is parking if people are willing to do a little bit of walking, park on the outskirts of the town, walk into town, and actually then see shops that you might not have seen okay. before.
And what about on the outskirts of town, particularly Ballyalla and that area, and where which is still cordoned off by boulders, has been for some time, is taking up an awful lot of spaces. Ballyalla is a huge and popular amenity in Ennis, you know, but parking is a serious issue there, and quite dangerous as well.
It is, and it is something that we have been looked at. You know, I presume you're aware that we have done a feasibility study with Barefield Community, and Clare County Council supported us hugely in that, to look at how to facilitate parking, to facilitate, you know, the water activities. So again, there's a huge amount of work going on in NSMD around Ballyalla. And again, an awful lot of what we are looking for is the financial support. And we are literally, as they say, shovel ready when the funding comes down and Ballyalla is a priority. And
very
that
good.
Is something, you know, that we have been working on now for the last 2 to 3 years.
Finally, Patrick Gorman, in terms of parking in your own area, as I mentioned earlier, there are a number of tourist attractions in your area particularly. Are you satisfied with the amount of parking, particularly with the numbers that we expect to be doing the whole staycation thing this year?
Well, in fairness, Pat, we don't seem to have much problem with parking. Bunratty seems to be okay. Shannon Town seems to have a good lot of parking spaces. I suppose we're really different to what Annie's talking about there, because the Shannon Municipal District is stretching the whole way from Clonara to the market in Fergus. So we have major issues in the area. I think parking would be one of the minor ones compared to the flooding in Clonara and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
When we just have our meetings, tis the likes of the Shannon Airport, the flooding in Clonara.
So
these are the things that are on top of the agenda.
Not top of the agenda as far as parking is concerned.
Parking wouldn't be one of them, no.
We'll have to leave it at that. Thank you both for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Anne Norton, Independent Councillor, and Fianna Fáil Councillor Patrick Gorman. We'll have the second part of that investigation from Josh Prenderville, covering West Clare, North Clare and Killaloe electoral areas on Morning Focus on tomorrow.